Alrighty, let's see. Shall I leave the window open? No, you'd better shut it, or you'd better close it, right? The opposite to open. You'd better close or shut it. Good. Did you read that correctly? Letter D. We'd better leave as soon as possible. Blank. Maybe there's a tech question, or is there? A minute to write the answer down. We'd better leave as soon as possible. Hadn't we? Now that's a tag question. I think, well, we haven't studied tag questions in this course, but I assume you study tag questions before, and the way you form them is by taking the affirmative and making it negative question, right? Hadn't, right? So we'd better leave as soon as possible. Hadn't we? Good. Number two, A. It's time the government blank something about the problem. A minute to write the answer down. All right. It's time the government did something about the problem, right? It's time the government did something about the problem. Remember, we use past simple, but we actually mean present. It's kind of like it's high time you studied all the grammar. It's time you studied all the grammar because, well, the exam is just around the corner. So, it's time the government did something about the problem. Good. Letter B. It's time something blank about the problem. It's time something blank about the problem. So that's going to be a little different, right? A minute to write the answer down. All right, so it's time something blank about the problem clearly presupposes passive, right? I realize that this tense is not as easy as, I don't know, the last tenses that we studied. But is this something that you need to know? So it's time something was done about the problem, right? So it's passive. It's time something was done about the problem. Good. But again, was done, it's passive. We use past, but it's still present, right? The meaning is present. Letter C. I think it's about time you blank about other people instead of only thinking about yourself. Ooh, someone's selfish. A minute to write the answer down. All right. I think it's about time you thought about other people instead of thinking only about yourself. I think it's about time you thought. Think, thought, right? Past simple, but the meaning is present. I think it's about time you thought. And remember, it's about time is expressing how annoyed you are with someone, right? I think it's about time you thought about other people instead of only thinking about yourself. Ouch. Good. 35.4. Read the situations and write sentences with "it's time somebody did something." Number one, you think the oil in the car needs to be changed. It hasn't been changed for a long time. It's time we changed the oil in the car, right? It's time we changed again. We use past to express the meaning is present. Good. Number two, you haven't had a holiday for a very long time. You need one now. Oh, I understand that. It's time I blink. A minute to write the answer down. Hooray! You haven't had a holiday for a very long time. You need one now. You say, it's time I had a holiday, right? Or it's time we had a holiday. You say about yourself, so it's time I had a holiday somewhere warm. All right, number three. You're sitting on a train waiting for it to leave the station. It's already 5 minutes late. How annoying, right? You say, a minute to write the answer down. All right, so you're sitting on the train waiting for it to leave the station. It's already 5 minutes late. How annoying, right? You say, it's time the train left, right? We use past simple to express present notions, right? Something that is annoying, something that is high time happened. So the answer is, it's time the train left. Good. Number four. You enjoy having parties. You haven't had one for a long time. A minute to write the answer down. All right. So you enjoy having parties. You haven't had one in a long time. So you say, it's time we had a party, or it's time I had a party. Right? Again, we use had. So second form of the verb to have, had. But we mean present, right? It's time we had a party. Goody. Number five. The company you work for has been badly managed for a long time. You think some changes should be made. Blank. You have no beginning of the sentence, therefore you decide. A minute to write the answer down. All right. The company you work for has been badly managed. Has been badly managed is passive, so you already know the answer will probably be in passive. You think some changes should be made. Again, changes should be made is passive, right? So you need to put this sentence with it's time plus somebody did something. So somebody is the company in this case, right? And you say, it's time some changes were made. So impersonal, or you can say it's time the company made some changes, right? It's time the company made some changes is active, whereas it's time some changes were made is passive. All right, awesome. Last but not least, number six. Andrew has been doing the same job for the last 10 years. He should try something else. Advice for Andrew. Write a sentence. 1 minute to write it down. All right, Andrew has been doing the same job for the last 10 years. He should try something else, right? So you advise him, you say, it's time he tried something else, right? It's time, it's high time he tried, with past simple, something else to express present. All right, awesome. That's the wrap. That's a wrap for had better, it's time. All right, it's not a very difficult grammar task, but it could be tricky, right? It is important to memorize all the peculiarities of this grammar point, which could be that we use past and to express present. I think that could be the only problem you might have with this. The rest is pretty simple or pretty understandable. I don't think it's something, this is one of those grammar topics that is not taught in basic level classes. Therefore, this might be something new to you. And yay, good. Study something new. It's about time. It's high time you studied something new. It's time you studied something new, right? Because I feel like a lot of grammar topics that we studied this semester will probably already know to you. And this might be not. So yay, there you go. It will be on exam, but if it will be on exam, it will be on exam. It will be probably just one or two questions as opposed to other more important grammar topics like, I don't know, conditional. Conditional, you're going to have a lot of questions on conditional. So study that. Study everything. There's nothing that you should not study that won't be an exam. I'm still pondering about reading comprehension because, well, this form of exam, it has to be online, it has to be fast. I'm going to tell you one thing. I think you're going to have a lot of questions, like a lot of questions, and you have very little time. This is done because the university thinks that students are going to cheat. And I would like to think that students will not cheat. But since we don't know for sure, and there's always someone who might, you are not going to have a lot of time to think. So you're not going to, it's not the regular kind of exam which you can go back and reread, reread. No, it's going to be something like, it has to be automatic. Something that I've been telling you for a long time. If you study, 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 a grammar point, like a verb, becomes automatic. You know. What does it mean, automatic? It means when you speak, you know. You don't have to think. It comes out. And this is what I expect from you on exam. A lot of things you're not going to, you haven't going to have 30 seconds to answer a question, which is, trust me, plenty if you know the answer. Of course, if you don't know the answer, you will be guessing because it's multiple choice, right? But trust me, you will not be able to guess everything to pass the exam. So definitely, definitely study. All right, I didn't want to finish on a bad note. I hope you guys are doing great. And all right, well, talk soon. Take care.